revere all I think, act, drink, breathe, do. Revere all I think, act, drink, breathe, do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Revere all I think, eat, drink, breathe, do. As I do that, I live in the now. As I do that, I take away all of the hang-ups that I have, all of the needs that I have, all of the inconsistencies that I have. We look at the water we drink and we say, it's not pure. Look at all the impurities in it. We look at the food we eat and we say, it was touched by hands and that were not washed off afterwards. Look at the things that we touch in our life. We touch our car, we touch a tree, we touch a house, we touch a seat. We go into stores and we look at things. We pick up clothing. But think of this one here. This, I think, is the most charming thing of all. Why it is that diseases are not transmitted more powerfully than they are is just something to boggle your mind. We talk about toilet seats, and we talk about dishes, and we talk about foods, and we talk about water. We talk about the impurities in these things. And what about the impurity that's on all the money that's being used in the world? People put the money in their pockets. People put the money in their hands. They put the money in their mouth. They put the money everywhere. The money is put into dirty old sacks. It's put in clean sacks. It's put into wallets, one wallet after another wallet after another wallet. This money that is transmitted everywhere, carrying every possible germ that ever is known to man. And truly, science ought to do a study of how money transmits diseases, if they wish. And I don't recommend that. I'm just talking, and I shouldn't even say that. If we revere all that we think, eat, drink, breathe, do, if we revere all that, we will not start thinking of it as bad. Now, how many of you think of your money as tainted? How many of you wash your hands before you touch your face after handling money? How many of you are careful not to touch a person's hand and when they give you money or something like that? How many of you are careful? You see, we are so frightened. We are so frightened by these things, but we don't put on money the onus that it is an evil, dirty, disease-ridden object. We do this with food because people like to tell the story of how it's so. We do this with apples. We say people don't wash apples enough. Well, they rubbed it off. They polished. Oh, they just rubbed it into the skin, that's all. And then we cut the skin off. And then we eat the apple without the skin, and the skin has the most beneficial aspects to it, totally. And then we go and we handle money. We take money and we handle it to the merchant, and we handle it to people who give us a service. And then we take that money and we put it in our wallet. We take that money, put it in our pocket. Take that money, we do everything with it. We give it to our children to play with. We give that money, our dogs will take the money and run around with it, and we'll take it from their mouths and we'll put it back in our pocket, not thinking of drying it off or washing it off after it's being in the dog's mouth or whatever. We just take it. You see, money seems to be immune from any type of badness, and the world goes around with money constantly everywhere. Now, if research were done, I'm sure the scientists would come up and say money is what has brought these diseases. Money has transferred this here and done that and done this. And they'll build a case for it, and pretty soon we'll stop using money. And then we'll say, well, then what do we use? Well, we use our credit cards. Well, in using our credit cards, how do we use our credit cards? They are an object too. We give them to the merchant. The merchant puts them in the credit card device to record what we're purchasing, and then gives us back the credit card after they have held on to it in their hand, and they have rubbed it, and they have maybe put it in their mouth while they were doing something else, and spit on it, and coughed on it, and sneezed on it, and did everything else, and then, my. When I start to revere life, life will start being reverenced to me. When I start saying, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, then this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. When I start saying that every time I shake hands with you, I just feel the energy from you, the warmth and the goodness. Well, I just went to the toilet, or I just did this, or I just did that. And you see, you don't know that, but you do know that. But you don't think of that because you're thinking of the circumstance. Just think of political officers going around shaking hands with people. Think of the minister of the church shaking the hands with all the members of his congregation as they walk out the door. Think of all the people in the world who are embracing and hugging and loving. Think of all of the things that go on in this world and how fantastic it is, how utterly amazing it is. Yes. And then think of things that caused distress too. But it was distress only because it was thought to be that way. It was distress only because it was named that and claimed that. We have the opportunity to put a new cause in motion. And that cause is to revere everything. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Every person that I hug and kiss and snuggle with is good for my body and filled with love. You say, well, they may have diseases. Well, I don't think of that. Do you? If every minister worried about the diseases that his congregants would have and he didn't want to shake hands with them, my goodness sakes, there'd be all the warmth of the ministry would be out the window, wouldn't it? This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Let it be that way. Let it be that way. Let yourself know that that's the way it is. Let yourself know that every breath of air that you breathe is a breath of beautiful, pure air. Every drop of water that you drink is absolutely perfect in every way. Every thought that you think is a thought of magnificence and wonder and magic and positive attitude toward all of life. Every morsel of food that you eat is filled with love. Say those things. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Know these things. This water is healthy for my body and filled with love. This air I breathe is healthy for my body and filled with love. Everything I do is beneficial for me and filled with love. Every thought I think is beneficial for me and my world and filled with love. And it's filled with love right now in every positive, beautiful, dynamic, and wonderful way. But I must name it and I must claim it. And as I name it and claim it, I experience it in all of its abundant joy. I experience it in all of its magic. I experience it in all that is good. And I assure you, it is good and very good. Name this for yourself today. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This water is healthy for my body and filled with love. This air is healthy for my body and filled with love. This everything that I do, everything I eat, I think, everything I breathe is filled with love. and healthy for my body. It's healthy and filled with love and a joy for my every moment experience. Know this for yourself, for it is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Think about it. I love you. I love you. I love you.